This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and The Plain Dealer. If you missed that, hit up the rewind function on the Odyssey app. Meredith will have the podcast on the website here shortly as well. Great stuff from him. As the Cavaliers are in Phoenix tonight taking on the Suns, they have lost their last three games. Chris talked about some of the slippage that they've had. Both Donovan and Darius have had their shooting struggles in recent weeks. The fact that the defense, especially in the second half of these games, Dan, the defense has not been great down the stretch as well. And, you know, there are some things they got to kind of clean up here as they get ready for the playoffs. But we're, I feel at times, digging real deep to complain about one of the best teams in the NBA at this point.
Right. That's where everybody is right now. Every fan wants to win every single game. And you get a three-game losing streak, and it's the first one in a while. And it causes everybody to stop and go, wait, what's going wrong? What's happening? Why is this breaking? Why is the thing that has been, gosh, almost a metronome this season? You know, you could count on it. It was consistent as it got. I mean, they've rattled off multiple 10-plus game winning streaks this entire year. And so everybody then panics, and it's like you listen to Chris, and he lays it out perfectly, which is like, hey, don't worry about it. While winning, yes, is a priority, don't think for half a second it's not. We're also trying to get ready for the playoffs. We're also playing different lineups to see if we can stumble into something that we can maybe use if, let's say, what we do best gets taken away from us and we have to play left-handed. We all remember the Knicks series of 2 years ago when Tom Thibodeau went, oh, you're going to run high screen and roll. Well, we're going to double that, and good luck. And we watched as that poor Cavs offense just crumbled to nothing because they couldn't play left-handed. Kenny Atkinson is making sure that this team has answers to every question that could be thrown at him with the roster that's in front of them. Don't panic. Don't, to go full-blown Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, don't panic.
And look, this is a great spot to be in where you can test some things out. You can, you know, set yourself up, because you're not going to be able to play, as Chris talked about, the same way every playoff series. You're going to have to adjust series to series. Heck, you're going to have to adjust game to game in the playoffs. And if the Cavaliers are going to get where we all think they're capable of getting to, they're, number one, going to need to do that. But also, two, you'd rather take the car for a test drive before you get there, and you actually have to do it, you know. I'd like to see a couple of games with DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup and Max Strus coming off the bench, because that's what you're going to have to do, in my view, against Boston. So let's see what that looks like for a game or two here down the stretch.
Well, but it's also like the Warriors thing with Kevon Looney for years and years, where they would always start with Kevon Looney on the floor, but then the crunch time five was the death lineup, or you know, the Kevin Durant lineup of just the five horsemen of the apocalypse, whatever you wanted to call it. But they would always start these games with Kevon Looney in the starting lineup, in the same way that the Cavs will start these games with Max Strus, because they just maybe DeAndre Hunter is just more comfortable coming off the bench and he likes that role.
Right.
And that closing five is what hammers at home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Update here from Diana Russini of The Athletic. In case you haven't heard, Aaron Rodgers is visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm praying he is the Trojan horse that destroys that franchise once and for all and burns it to the ground. Diana writes, quote, "The plan in Pittsburgh is for Aaron Rodgers to visit with Steelers coaches. Pittsburgh has kept its offer open to the four-time MVP. One source says, quote, it's possible an agreement is reached today." End quote. Again, that from Diana Russini of The Athletic, the latest on Aaron Rodgers, who is taking one of, this used to be a common practice in free agency where players would, like, you know, travel and visit teams and check out the facility and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's actually news when players show up in free agency to facilities these days. I mean, Russell Wilson came to Berea last week to take a quick look-see, left without a an offer from the Browns, but pretty important detail from Russini, who, again, said, quote, it's possible an agreement is reached today, end quote, regarding the potential of the Steelers to add Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. And, oh, please, please, pretty please let that happen.
You'll know, because you'll quietly, if you put your head to the ground, you'll be able to hear a scream, and that will be Arthur Smith knowing that his entire offense is being lit on fire.
Yeah.
That's what you will hear. You will hear a quiet scream.
Well, the one thing that's going to happen, I will tell you this. I mean, if one team can make an Aaron Rodgers thing work, it would be the Steelers, because Mike Tomlin's not about that. Okay? You're not going to hear Mike Tomlin or see Mike Tomlin do half of what Robert Saleh did with the New York Jets when it came to Rodgers and basically rolling out the red carpet and worshiping the ground in which that Rodgers walked on.
Right.
It's not how you build a team. Okay, fine. Yes, great player, four-time MVP, whatever, right? But, like, it's 53 guys on a roster, not
correct.
One. And, you know, and then, no secret, what happened? Rodgers ended up getting hurt, and their entire season went south in the blink of an eye.
Right.
That's what happens when you build around one guy. Look at the Browns last year, right? Blow out the offense, offensive coordinator, switch out coaching staff, all for Deshaun Watson. Watson's out by week 7, and the season is flushed, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you don't build around one guy. You build a team, which is what Kevin Stefanski did the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they were able, by some miracle from heaven, to start 5. Well, I'm going to say 4. The 5th was a choice they made at the end of the season. They had 4 quarterbacks that start. Dusted Joe Flacco off a couch, and he played arguably the best 5 regular season weeks of his career. And I say that realizing he won a Super Bowl MVP with the Baltimore Ravens. But arguably one of the best 5-game stretches of Joe Flacco's career, and it got the Browns across the finish line there into the playoffs, and then, of course, he turned into a pumpkin. But we're going to forget about that for a moment, right? But you build a team, and you can overcome things. You can overcome adversity. You can overcome things that are going to pop, which they always do in a regular season. And I've said this. I've bemoaned it. The culture challenges that the Browns have, the leadership challenges that they have. Look, coach can't go out there and run the plays, okay? We can sit here and twist ourselves into pretzels complaining about Kevin Stefanski's play calling or whatever else you want to complain about when it comes to Stefanski or the fact that his press conferences might put you to sleep or whatever. Immaterial. Does not matter, okay? What matters is how the players respond and they execute. That's what it comes down to. Coach can't go out there and do it themselves. So, as I like to say, I can't wait to watch this disaster unfold in Pittsburgh if this actually happens. But, Aaron Rodgers visiting them Steelers. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this for the rest of the day here on The Fan. We're almost out of here. Daryl Ryder, Dan Menigan, we're in for Baskin and Phelps, who have the day off with you till 2 for the afternoon boys takeover on 92.3 The Fan.